Alaska Airlines. Holy fucking shit. Oh my God. Did you guys see what happened to this airline flight? The whole window blew out of the fucking plane. And it looked like the whole fucking side of the plane blew out. It was more than just a window. It's floor to ceiling windows. Not just a little fucking peephole you could plug with a sweatshirt. Whole fucking side of the plane busted open. Looks like the whole emergency door was ripped out, maybe. The photo shows a blown out window. It is offered as a door on the aircraft. Yeah, it's an emergency door, dumbass. Alaska chose not to take this option, although the frame of the prospective door was entirely ripped out by the fuselage failure. So they weren't trying to be using the emergency door. Well, surprise, looks like you're using it now. This is why I never want to fly on an airplane anywhere. I just know this is going to happen, man. This is going to happen. Or the pilot who was going to turn off the plane mid-flight. Like fucking last month. It's always some new freak accident. Miraculously, nobody was hurt. Thank God. Everybody on that plane's gotta be saying thank God. I'm saying thank God. Man, when that window got ripped out, you would have heard me praying so loud and fast. Or maybe not. I might be scared. I might be totally quiet. I'm most religious when I'm experiencing turbulence on an airplane. If this should happen to me, catch me converting to Orthodox. Catch me if you can. You're not going to catch me on an airplane anytime soon, that's for sure. You can catch me on the ground. This should happen on a nighttime flight too, so it's the fucking night sky and it's cold. Man, talk about a fucking nightmare. Not a daydream. That's a nightmare. Not that it would be a daydream during the day either. During the day, that's still fucking terrifying. But at night, that's what nightmares are made of, baby. I would have either been screaming at the top of my lungs or just completely silent. Pissing my pants and shitting my pants. Throwing up, probably. How do you get the fucking oxygen mask down again? What the fuck do you do again? You just hit the button. Man, fuck planes. I'm about trains and automobiles. Planes can suck it. Planes can suck my 747. Thank God no one got sucked off. They could have got sucked right the fuck off. Man. If there's one time you don't want to get sucked off. You get sucked off, you die. In this case, for sure. You get sucked out of that shit. You get sucked off that shit. You're lost in space, bro. You're instantly skydiving. I hope you like skydiving. I hope you brought your parachute. Fuck. sucked. That shit would suck. There's some scene in that space movie with George Clooney, I think, where he gets lost in space. He's floating off the airplane. What's that movie? Gravity? I think it's Gravity, because the gravitational force just sucks him off. Yeah, George Clooney gets sucked off in Gravity with Sandra Bullock. What's that shit rated? This is why you gotta wear protection, you guys. You gotta stay protected. Keep your plane protected. They're doing a major security check for these Boeing 737 7 Max jets now. They're getting them all tested for sure. Make sure they don't have any screws loose. Make sure that shit is tight, or at least won't fall apart midair. That's what we're going for. That's the idea. Hold it together. Just hold this hunk of junk together in the sky as it hurtles through the sky. Planes are so fucking insane, dude. We need to get on that UFO technology shit so we can stop this charade, this clown act, these clown planes. From this article in the DailyMail.com, it later emerged that Boeing staff in internal messages were cavalier about FAA regulations and critical of the MAX's design. One said, "If the aircraft..." Oh, this is a typo in this article. Fucking Daily Mail. Daily typo. One said that the aircraft was, quote, "designed by clowns who in turn are supervised by monkeys," which is hilarious and terrifying and horrible. "Is designed by clowns who in turn are supervised by monkeys." Clowns supervised by monkeys. That's who designed the Boeing 737 MAX. And that's what these guys were saying in internal messages. Maybe we should fucking fix the plane and stop flying it then. Who's the clown now? This was after three of them crashed. The Boeing 737 was unveiled in 2015. It got approved by the FAA in 2017 and became one of the most widely used aircraft in the world. A year later, it had its first crash in 2018 in Indonesia, killing everybody on board. 5 months later, in 2019, an Ethiopian 737 MAX crashed, killing everybody on board. 3 days later, the planes were grounded by the FAA. The 737 design dates back to the 1960s. Talk about outdated. You think since the 60s, cars have changed? The design of a car has changed since the 60s? Imagine what a car looked like in the 60s. You think we should update the plane design? Boeing was criticized for adding large engines to an old airframe. It's like putting a monster truck engine on a 67 Cadillac. A fucking death trap. And in 2021, Boeing paid $2.5 billion in fines in a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department to settle charges the company hid critical information about the MAX from regulators and the public. Maybe like the fact that it was designed by clowns who were in turn supervised by monkeys. Key information. You don't see that on your Alaska Airlines commercial. They don't advertise that. Everybody knows clowns are horrible at design, and monkeys are horrible at supervision. It's a terrible workforce. Thank God this Alaska Airlines flight survived. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make fun of them. And Alaska Airlines, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's my advice. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And that's life advice, really, for all of us, right? We all gotta check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, before we get sucked the fuck off. You know who did fall off? The gay lady. Not a lesbian, but Claudine Gay. I actually don't know what her sexuality is. That's not really relevant. So we're going to keep it out of it. Just in the way that the fact that she's black is irrelevant. But I think she thinks it was relevant because she cited, quote, racial animus in her resignation letter. What she did not cite was the people she was quoting in her thesis. I think she was forced to resign over failing the anti-Semitism Capitol Hill hearing, and then also multiple allegations of plagiarism for her thesis. Liz McGill resigned before her, and she was white. So, maybe y'all were both being anti-Semitic. But Sally Kornbluth from MIT is the only president who has not resigned yet. And she's the only one who was Jewish, or is Jewish. And so maybe she is getting the benefit of the doubt because of that. Maybe there is an element of one person being excused for their ethnicity and other people don't get to be anti-Semitic when they're not Jewish. Like comedy, you know, when you're Jewish, you can make an anti-Semitic joke. But when you're not Jewish, you can't make an anti-Semitic joke. But non-Jews do make anti-Semitic jokes. It's just not funny. Context, schmontext. How about that context? Can Jews call for the genocide of Jews? I don't think so. I don't think it makes it cool. But let's be real. Those mathletes at MIT are probably not going to really do anything. Sally Kornbluth didn't plagiarize, I guess. Maybe that's the difference. The plagiarism. Oh, the anti-Semitism? They could live with it. But the plagiarism, that was, couldn't have it at Harvard. Hate tolerable. Plagiarism intolerable. Gotta go. Absolutely not. Whatever happened with Liz McGill at Penn was the right thing. She was thrown out / forced to resign just after the anti-Semitism hearing, after flunking her anti-Semitism hearing. Or maybe she chose to resign. Maybe it was all too much. Maybe she realized she was not the best person for the job. She was like, holy shit, do I even know what anti-Semitism is? Sally Kornbluth probably did perform a little better at the hearing. I do remember her answering, I have not heard calls for genocide on my campus, or something to that effect. So I do remember Sally saying that. And not just saying, oh, well, it depends on the context. Come on. Context. Schmontext. What else has happened? Israel assassinated the Aruri guy or whatever his name is, the architect of terror in Lebanon. Should have been a normal architect, my guy. Should have chosen a more peaceful career path. A path of less resistance, if you will. Less terrorism. Architect of terror. Good riddance. Now Lebanon is like, oh my god, no, you killed Hamas' architect of terror. What the fuck does Hezbollah care about the Hamas architect of terror? Aren't they supposed to be different terror organizations? Man, now they got each other's back. Why does ISIS not have Iran's back? And they did that attack in Iran, but man, this shit is so confusing, but shit is going the fuck off. Hezbollah is doing the Nazi salute now out in Lebanon. I saw a video of that the other day. Houthis went full Nazi with the Nazi salute. Hezbollah just went full Nazi. It's like watching dominoes fall and putting their hand up. Israel is fighting a couple of clown-ass terrorist organizations imitating Nazis right now. They're literally cosplaying as Nazis. Except it's not cosplay. It's more than live-action role-playing. It's more than costume playing. They are not playing. They're fucking killing people. But they're about to fuck around and find out. They're about to get clapped. Their clown ass is about to get clapped. Those cheeks are about to get clapped. Some of Hamas's hostages have come out now and said that they were kept in a hospital. They weren't even like underground or anything. We imagine they'd like be in the tunnel system. They were kept hostage in the goddamn hospital. Insane. Like a patient. And their guard was in civilian clothes. They were just chilling in the hospital. People ask, why did Israel have to go into the hospital? Oh my god, why did they go into the hospital? Why did the hostages go into the hospital? You'd think a soldier, an IDF soldier walking into the hospital is the worst thing that's happened. Get a grip. Get a reality check. The hostages were in the hospitals. They were in tunnels under the hospitals. Some people are saying, oh, there was never really anything found in the hospitals. There were literal weapons found in the hospitals. Tunnels under the hospitals. Evidence of hostages being held under the hospitals. And now reports that, first-hand reports, that hostages were held in the hospital like fucking patients. So excuse the IDF for entering the hospitals. To try to rescue the fucking hostages. Release the fucking hostages. Thanks for listening to another episode. To write into the show, email me at Spencer@comedyclublol.com. Peace. Everything LOL Comedy Club. Check out comedyclublol.com. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make fun of them.